The Brown Hen. George stood in the farmyard looking up at the roof. The old farmhouse had a fine roof of pale red tiles and tall chimneys. There was no sign of Grandma. There was only a song thrush sitting on one of the chimney pots, singing a song. The old Wurzel's got stuck in the attic, George thought. Thank goodness for that. Suddenly, a tile came clattering down the roof and fell into the yard. The thrush took off fast and flew away. Then another tile came down, then half a dozen more. And then, very slowly, like some weird monster rising up from the deep, Grandma's head came through the roof, then her scrawny neck and the tops of her shoulders.
"How am I doing, boy?"
she shouted.
"How's that for a bash-up?"
"Don't you think you'd better stop now, Grandma?" George called out.
"I have stopped,"
she answered.
"I feel terrific. Didn't I tell you I had magic powers? Didn't I warn you I had wizardry in the tips of my fingers? But you wouldn't listen to me, would you? You wouldn't listen to your old grandma."
"You didn't do it, Grandma," George shouted back to her. "I did it. I made you a new medicine."
"A new medicine? You? What rubbish!"
she yelled. I did, George shouted.
"You're lying as usual,"
Grandma yelled.
"You're always lying."
"I'm not lying, Grandma. I swear I'm not." The wrinkled old face high up on the roof stared down.